Do you ever pray and accuse God? Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Believers sometimes pray prayers born of pain. When children get sick, have an accident, or are betrayed, they often ask their parents in an accusing tone, "Why did God let this happen?" And if a loved one dies, their grief is even keener, as is their disappointment with God. They may express strong emotions when praying. As their parent, you will probably assure them that God is good, even if they cannot understand some of the things He allows. It helps to have a heart-to-heart talk with them to explain the issues and diffuse their anger. But don't just tell your child, especially a teenager, that they are wrong to be angry. If they simply bottle it up inside without resolving it, such anger often turns into simmering hatred. Then they stop praying altogether because they are no longer on speaking terms with God. When your children or loved ones suffer tragedy, your emotions become fully engaged and color your prayers. Read the Psalms and see how David uttered deeply emotional prayers questioning God. The following prayer is probably stronger than anything you would normally pray. Arouse yourself. Why do you sleep, O Lord? Awake. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? Psalm 44, verse 23 and 24. Accusing God of sleeping, of forgetting pain and oppression, those are strong words. Several thousand years later, you can still feel the heat from this prayer. And while you may explain that he was using metaphorical language and wasn't literally accusing God, still, it is not a prayer that you would hear from the pulpit. But if you are like most people, you have probably prayed one or two of these prayers like that in your lifetime. Yes, believers sometimes pray such words, but God knows they come from lives overflowing with grief. He is aware that mortals often can't understand what He is doing, so He listens past the confusion and anger to the sincere cry to Him. Of course, God prefers that people not accuse Him, since doing so is a sin. Even though Job suffered greatly, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Job 1:22. At least not at first. Later, he did loudly and repeatedly accuse God of unfairly afflicting him, so much so that he had to confess, "I spoke of things I did not understand," and said, "Therefore I repent." If you or your children accuse God in a time of pain or grief, then after the crisis has passed, He will remind you of your rash words and of your need to repent of them. Lord, thank you that you have the love and the wisdom to see past my childish attitudes and immature prayers. So many of my prayers for my children are half-formed, poorly thought-out things. I cry out in anger when you allow them to get sick. I pray in frustration when you are slow to change their bad habits. I complain to you when they act stubborn and willful. Thank you for hearing and answering my poor prayers just the same and for forgiving my anger. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.